rather than the Spock thing. Okay, hi everybody, my name is Mark Grant. I'm the Dean of Science, and this is our Soup and Science thing that we do at the beginning of every term. This is the 14th time that we've done it. The motivation for it is to give everybody a bit of a look-see at the talent that we have, not only doing the lecturing, but doing research at McGill University. If you pick any topic you read about in a newspaper that's important and that's changing people's lives, world experts are within a stone's throw on campus. Every day this week, we'll have four or five of such world scientific experts in front of you guys to tell you roughly what they're working on, and then you have an opportunity to talk to them outside. The reason we do this is to give you guys the opportunity to understand that you could become involved in undergraduate research while you're undergraduates here. I speak to a lot of former graduates, I guess you're never a former graduate, graduates of the university, often, you know, I'd ask them for money to help us do things in the Faculty of Science. And whenever somebody talks about working with someone on a field course, a field semester, or doing research, they always say it was a life-changing experience without any sort of hesitation every time, even if they don't provide money for the Faculty of Science. Let me see. The way we do it is everybody talks for exactly 3 minutes, and then they sit down. At the end, we'll have skill testing questions and all that. But the more important thing, this is just a sort of a setup to introduce you to the faces. And then after when we're done, have a sandwich, and please go talk to the professors who will be here. And you might say, I really want to work with so-and-so or whatever. But even if you're not thinking, that's kind of interesting, but I don't want to work on that, it's well worth your time to talk to them because they can give you leads on other people you could work with. And I think it also gives you a full idea of what professors are. When I was an undergraduate at the University of Prince Edward Island, like, I had no idea that professors did research whatsoever. Maybe they didn't at UPI. I think they did, though. I had no idea that professors were married. I thought they were just like these strange people that eventually I became, you know? Anyway, with that, we're not doing this. Yeah, beaming me out to the shut-ins around the world. And with that, we'll turn to the talent, and now we'll have four of our professors. Oh, I forgot to say this thing. I recognized a bunch of you from yesterday, but one of the weird things about McGill is that we've been hiring almost 100 professors a year for years now. And we have more professors that have been hired in that period in my faculty, the Faculty of Science, than there are professors of my age who were around here before then. And science is done not only in science, it's done in practically all the faculties in the university. So through the week, we'll have people from medicine, we'll have people from the Faculty of Education, we'll have people from the Faculty of Arts, but of course, a lot of people from the Faculty of Science.